5-0 Saskatoon beats Edmonton tonight here at Sastel Center. And all of our interview subjects are here, so let's get going with them. First off, head coach Brendan Sonny joins us. And coach, I'm waiting for the Cowbells to ring. They're sleeping here in front of me. What are you guys doing?
Having drinks.
Well, if you're going to have drinks, I'm not going to do that. Coach, congratulations. 5-0 victory tonight. A little bit of a slow start, but once you got it going, once the Wong goal happened, it seemed like all of a sudden everything clicked.
Yeah, it was a strange week for us. Just like the entire city, it sounds like and feels like, we had well over half the team that had some sort of illness this past week. Like guys were missing or coming in and, you know, really not feeling well and coughing and all that stuff. So it wasn't like your typical 6-day off between games week. So I was actually pretty concerned about getting into it and all that stuff. I actually thought it was pretty good based on the week we had. Now we're playing a team that had 4 games in 5 nights, but I was actually pretty pleased based on the week we had that, you know, our legs got going and we were pretty into it.
But you get guys back in the lineup who hadn't played for a bit, guys like, well, Igor Sidorov, Jaden Weans, Charlie Wright back into the lineup. I don't think you can underestimate the effect that a guy like Charlie Wright has on your team right about now.
No. I mean, those guys are all horses, all of them. I think this season Charlie Wright has, you know, carried the play. His confidence, his feet have been phenomenal. His confidence, all that stuff. You know, Weans, he does such a bulldog job for us, and he's such an important player down the middle for us. And then Sito, I mean, he's elite. So you get those guys back, you're a different hockey team.
I don't want to ask you too much about the gamesmanship that goes into the lineup. So Keller starts technically with Wong and Lazowski in that last, I think, one or two shifts. Is that pre-planned? Because, I mean, the sitter of Wong, Lazowski going back to last year, it's been a pretty elite line for you guys.
Was it gamesmanship? I don't know. I just think that some of our guys have gotten a little more comfortable exiting the zone on their offside. It's something that we've adjusted this season. And you know, getting Keller back to the right side was something that was in my head and something I was just considering based on what we saw from them. They had a late scratch in Finney, and they had 10 forwards, so I was just trying to decide whether I was going to match more than anything, although that would be really cool gamesmanship. That actually wasn't the idea. It was more the late scratch and matchups.
And I got to ask you here, so Delagorjandere scores on the delayed penalty, and it sounds like, and I don't know if it really matters because it was a 4-on-3 at the time, but it sounds like the bench is yelling, give it to him, give it to him, so you'd rather have the 5-on-3 opposed to 6-on-4. Is that kind of the thinking in that situation?
I don't know if the bench was yelling at them. Honestly, I was trying to get the next group up because it was it's a strange situation when you're going from 4-3 to either 5-3 or 5-4. You have to have a lot of that stuff pretty dialed in, so I was just making sure everyone knew their jobs. We haven't had a 4-on-3 in a long time and haven't practiced it in a long time. I think October 26th was the last time we practiced 4-on-3, if I remember right. So I was just trying to get organized. I don't know what the bench was yelling. You definitely want a 5-on-3 more than a 4-on-3, though.
You were able to bring home a shutout for Ethan Chadwick, although it had its moments in the third period, a couple of opportunities for them. But Ethan stood tall, and you had some goaltenders in behind them. I think Lucas Hansen made a save at one point in the third period as well.
Yeah, that starts, I think that's a little bit of rust, to be honest. We just kind of mismanaged pucks and got a little cute at times, quite frankly. And I think that happens with a little bit of rust and having the puck the whole game. You know, I think that's kind of what happened there. And when that did happen and we gave him those opportunities, Chatty, I mean, there you go. First career shutout, good for him.
Yep. Have you thought about Connor Bedard and the Regina Pats yet?
Have I thought about them?
Yes.
Yeah, of course I've thought
about them. Oh, okay. I didn't know how quickly after the game you allowed yourself to do that.
Yeah, quickly. I mean, you do, as a coach, I mean, you never talk about this or you know, this is never a meeting or anything like that. You focus and get the guys focused on the task at hand, what's important next, their next shift. But that doesn't mean once our prep work is done that we can't begin the next game because it happens so quickly. Like now us coaches are going to go watch this game tonight, do our analytics, make all our video. I mean, that we're here until 1:30 in the morning, and you come back in right away in the morning and And if you don't do that prep work, then you're a little bit behind. So it's actually just a time management thing that we have to do that. So
sounds good to me. It sounds like I'm going to be doing the same sort of a thing, only a little differently. Coach, congratulations on the victory.
Thanks.
By the way, 50 career wins last week in Brandon. Pretty quick. This is your 51st. I think, what number of game is this in the regular season? 85? 51 wins out of 85. That's pretty fair for head coach Brendan Sonny. Congratulations, coach.
Thanks.
Brendan Sonny, the head coach of the Saskatoon Blades. Who's first?